This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, this is his favorite weekend of the year because it's the weekend before the midterm elections. All the possibilities of the new people and the new targets that could be coming to Washington soon. Comedic targets, that is.
Absolutely. It's a great time. And, you know, kind of interesting also that it coincides just with Halloween, which, there's lots of, dead Republicans and dead Democrats wandering the halls of Congress, making it even spookier than normal.
Yes, before the votes are even counted, some of them are pretty much convinced, I think, at this point that it's not going to work for them this year. Not a lot of tolerance for the incumbents this year. And since Democrats are most of the incumbents, that means probably a bad year for them. But we'll see what happens next week.
We will see what happens. We're going to be curious to see if we have to find us a bright orange wig and, a bright orange face for a Speaker Boehner mask.
We'll find out. Another thing that's very interesting in this campaign season, it's not necessarily how much money you raise, but that's also very important, or what message you get out there. It's the different ways that the candidates are marketing their campaigns, and the online stuff with Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff really taking off. MSNBC yesterday had this comparison of the different candidates in various races to how many friends they have and how many people like their site and all this stuff, because clearly that's what's going to make the difference.
Yeah, and you really got to wonder, does a John McCain, does a John Dingell, do some of these 80-year-old guys really know what the heck these things are, or just some staffer saying, yeah, we're tweeting your message out there?
Well, I think so, because remember, I think the main reason Ted Stevens lost is because he thought the internet was the series of tubes.
Well, if you've ever had a clogged up internet, if your email's ever jumbled up and like one email is clogging the whole thing, you kind of think it is a tube after a while.
That's exactly right. But you guys are looking at this whole Facebook craze. I mean, it's not new. It's been going on for a number of years now, but it just seems to be taking over everything these days.
Yeah, the social networking has become such a big deal, and of course that movie came out, and it's just funny that it's becoming more and more prevalent. I mean, I was one of the holdouts that didn't get on Facebook for a long time, and then of course, much like the Saturday Night Live skit, I was mortified when my mom requested me as a friend. And I told her that was one of the signs of the apocalypse, and no, I would never friend her on Facebook.
Well, very good. Well, the Capitol Steps certainly are never behind the curve on any trend, political, social, or otherwise. Here's their look at the Facebook craze with a little bit of a tip of the hat to My Fair Lady.
I always start the day outright by doing something swell. I log on to my favorite site. That's when I LOL. I know before the next day ends, I'll have 3,962 friends without leaving my place. I've grown accustomed to my Facebook. It always makes my day begin. Oh, look, my distant cousin Sue has tried a new shampoo. I'll post a joke, I'll send a poke. It's second nature to me now to take care of my Farmville cow. I'm very grateful to see pictures of your favorite childhood bike. Won't you check my status and click on that thumbs up like? Now on your homepage I can see you have more friends than me. I must pick up my pace. I'll send 100 friend requests to every boyfriend, every ex. A Yeovil town, a plan of cheese, I'm now a fan. Real people now seem strange somehow. I find it hard to understand the three-dimensional shaped man. I'm very grateful when someone accepts my friend request. So what? I guess I must admit that I've become a Facebook slut. So now I'll have to slow my pace and go to an unknown place. I'm going back to join my MySpace.
Oh, Mark, yeah, MySpace was the rage not that long ago. Now nobody talks about it anymore.
That is true. You know, I still hear people say that MySpace is great for, like, bands that want to get their music out there. Maybe they have a little better players on there, but boy, it is yesterday's news, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. So, man, Capitol Steps on the hip edge of pop culture here as always.
Yes, that is us. You know, we just got rid of our Sony Walkmans and we jumped right into this new craze.
Are the Capitol Steps going as any one thing for Halloween this year?
You know, it's kind of difficult for us to go as any one thing, you know. So cast member, we've got plenty of shows on Halloween. So, you know, cast member gets to be Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and a Tea Partier and every other assorted character in between for the night.
That's true. You have multiple costumes every weekend, not just on Halloween. You guys really cornered the market on the whole Halloween concept here.
Exactly.
Mark,
exactly.
Have great shows this weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get their latest album, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.